This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim haba, and welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yom. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet and Hey. Derech Tamid Chachamim. It is the custom of Torah sages. Ad Shelo Hesubita Yos Me'asa, before their daughter leaves their Rishus. Let's say they have a daughter who's a Nara, who's about to enter the Rishus of her husband. Aymerla, he would say to her, the father would say to the daughter, Kol Nedarim Shenadarta B'Soich Beisi, any nedarim that you vowed in my house while you were under my domain, hari hein mufarin, are annulled. V'chein haba, likewise the husband, ad shalei tikanas rishusai, before she enters his rishus. Omali, he says to her, now the father alone cannot be mefer if the husband does not, but the husband also says before she enters his rishus. Omala, he says, kol nedarim shenadarta ad shalei tikanas rishusai, all the vows that you vowed before you entered my rishus, harehin mufarin, they're annulled. Then the halacha is they are annulled. Why would they do this? Shemisha tikanis rishusa, once she enters the rishus of the husband, in yachal hafer, then after nesuin, the husband can no longer annul the nedarim that she made previous to her going into his rishus. Mishnehe baigeras, a woman who's a baigeras, she's more than 12 and 6 months, Sheshasa Shnei Masra Chodesh, that from the time the Arus was Taiveh her to marry, she already waited 12 months, the Amana Shleshim Yom, or an Amana 30 days from when the Arus was Taiveh her for Nisuin. Reb Lezer says, Hov Ubala Chayb Mizaneseha, since the husband is Chayb to feed her, to support her, Yafer, he's entitled to annul her vows. Chachamim Oimrim, Chacham say no, in Abal Mefer, the husband cannot annul the vows, ad shetikanes rishusai, until she enters his rishus. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.